Hi, welcome to the mini session on frustration with myself and my body. This is something I hear very often and something I really, 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 really struggled with while I was healing emotionally and physically. I just thought my body was out to get me. I was so difficult. Nothing could be easy for me. I couldn't get myself together. I had all these meltdowns, and the beating myself up about all of that, I know, put a bigger burden on my emotional and physical state. So we're going to do a little bit of tapping on this, and then we're also going to do some positive affirmations once we clear the negative energy that's coming up. And I'll walk you through all of that. I wish that I would have pulled out my Donna Eden book, because she has a quote, and I won't quote it because I don't remember it exactly, but it's something about, I'll paraphrase, it's something about the best way to get your body to work with you is to accept it and to be kind to it. And I'll try to find that quote and post it on my page or in the Facebook group. But basically that is what this is all about, is just being kind and compassionate to your body and your soul and your brain that's probably overburdened with trying to figure everything else out, and to get to a place where all of this beating yourself up doesn't need to exist. So we're going to start by using some EFT, emotional freedom technique. What I want you to do is close your eyes, and you're going to follow along with me on your karate chop point. Repeat after me. Even though I get so frustrated with myself, nothing is ever easy. I choose to release this energy so that I can be at peace. Keep tapping there. Even though I'm such a mess sometimes, it doesn't seem like other people are, but I'm willing to release these judgments so that I can feel at peace. Keep tapping the karate chop point. Even though it feels like I'm resistant to everything, I am so difficult. And sometimes I hate myself for it. I'm willing to release this energy and allow myself to relax. Okay, on the top of your head, I feel like my own worst enemy. Inside of the eyebrow, I am such a mess. Outside eye, nothing ever works for me. Under the eye, sometimes I feel top lip, like I just can't get it together. Chin, nothing seems to help sometimes. Collarbone, why can't I just be easy? Side of the body, a few inches under the armpit. I am so frustrated. Thumb. I get so sick of myself. Pointer finger. I get so mad at myself. Middle finger. I am too big of a mess. Next finger, I just can't seem to get it together. Pinky finger, it feels like I've been going at this forever. Karate chop point, I'm my own worst enemy. Top of the head, and sometimes I really don't like myself. I feel some of that moving. Inside of the eyebrow, I am so frustrated. Outside of the eye. Grrr. Yes, sometimes it's okay to tap, to growl during tapping. Under your eye, all this frustration. Top lip. I just feel so difficult. Chin. So resistant. Collarbone. Like such a mess. Side of the body, when will it be easy? Thumb. I feel like my body's fighting me. Pointer finger, like my body is the enemy. Middle finger, like it's out to get me. Next finger, it feels like I'm out to get myself. Pinky finger, so much crap I have to go through. Karate chop point, sometimes I want to run away from myself. Top of the head, I feel like I'm so difficult. Inside of the eyebrow, I am totally losing my patience. Outside of the eye, it feels like one thing after another. Under the eye, it feels like one thing after another. Top lip, and sometimes I lose my patience. Chin, all this pent-up energy. Collarbone. All this frustration. Side of the body under the armpit. Sometimes I'm just so difficult. Some, and I get so frustrated. Pointer finger. I accept that I'm frustrated. Middle finger. It's okay sometimes. Next finger. I can definitely be a handful. Pinky finger. But it is what it is. Karate chop point. And I can love and accept myself anyway. Okay, and you can take a little tapping break. Take a big, deep breath. Let that energy move. I have a whole section in my upcoming book about why me, because I feel like that question is always like, why can everybody else handle everything? Why not me? And I explain all my theories on the why me stuff there. Okay, so we did our tapping, and next we're going to do a set of affirmations. Now, most of you know I'm not a huge fan of affirmations unless you've already acknowledged and cleared some of the reality energy or some of the negative energy about what you're feeling. So if you don't do that and you just try to force the positive, it won't work, and it can actually make things worse. So now that we've done some good clearing on all this frustration, it's okay to do the positive affirmations. What you're going to do for these is you're going to tap on your thymus gland slowly for these. So your thymus gland is about an inch under your neck where a man would tie a tie. So you just go down, and it's in the center of your chest, about the top third of your chest. And if you feel very gently, you'll feel like maybe a raised area of your breastbone. If you're not sure where it is, use a flat hand over your whole upper chest, and you'll definitely get it, okay? If not, if you know where it is, you can use your fingertips. Take a big deep breath, close your eyes, and just gently and slowly tap continuously on your thymus gland. And repeat after me, loud and proud. I am ready to come back to myself. I am ready to be patient with myself. I am ready to be kind to myself. I am ready to move forward on this path. I give my body full permission to balance and heal. And so it is done. Okay, you can open your eyes now if your eyes were closed. So that was our little tapping, clearing affirmation session on frustration with self and body. And anytime you're feeling really frustrated with yourself or any part of your body, just vent, just talk about it out loud and just tap through all those points. If you're frustrated with your stomach because you can't eat anything, vent about your stomach and tap. If you're frustrated about your left foot, tap about that. That's all you need to do. Whatever you're thinking in your head, you have enough tapping material. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you on the next call.